The Poultry Farmers Association of Ghana has asked the Minister of Trade and Industry, Dr. Ekosipi Ogabra, to extend a 10% tax rebate for local cement producers to poultry farmers also, so that they will remain competitive in the industry. Thus, the Poultry Farmers Association believes is in line with government's policy to enhance the growth of the industry. The vice chairman of the association, Napoleon Ajimanodro, agreed that same could be done for the Poultry Producers Association so that it can also grow and expand. Mr. Odro spoke to George Ankara.
The country will have to protect industries that are doing some job to save the country from the import bill. And if the minister has come out to say that he's going to give some tax incentives to manufacturers of cement, it's in order. I believe same thing could be replicated in the sector of poultry. Recently, we heard that the CET has been increased from 20% to 35%. That's a good thing. And again, he has given this one to the cement producers. It is to say that, yes, attention is being drawn to protection of local industries. It's a good thing. Poultry farmers would definitely hint the Honorable Minister that he has been able to do that for the cement producers in the country, then he can as well do better for the poultry industry, which has collapsed the last 30 years. When you talk of deterioration in the cement industry or cement manufacturing industry, it just yesterday, because before Diamond and Dangote and the rest came, Kasem was there just about some few years back. But the deterioration in the poultry industry is for like 3 decades, which needs much more attention than he has even done for the cement industry. So it's a good thing. We definitely will have to interact with him to see what he can do for the poultry industry as well.
Does that sound a piece of good news to you?
Yes, it is a good news. I mean, this is our country. Of course, anytime the nation makes the attempt to import, there is a pressure on our trade balances. There is a pressure on our import bills. So any attempt whatsoever is coming from to help the local industry is a good news. Besides, the local manufacturers of cement, they pay taxes to government. They give jobs to people in Ghana. They do a lot of things to help the economy grow versus importing from another country where the importer will have to create jobs in somebody's country, will have to pay some taxes to somebody's country. You know, so any attempts of this sort that is given to a local producer is definitely a good news and we must all support. It shouldn't just be a pronouncement. That is the caution I like to give to policymakers in the country. It just doesn't have to be a pronouncement. We need to see to it that what he has mentioned as a country will take advantage and make sure that it materializes and the cement producers will stand one day and say, yes, we have benefited from this policy that trade minister announced some days back. And we're hoping so. In our case, we have received a 40% for substitution 2 years now, but I cannot tell you that it is working so well. You know, so we are reminding policymakers once again that they shouldn't just pronounce it. Whatever it takes to make that policy or these policy work, we all will have to support to make it happen in our country.